USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Hurricane Center is reporting Tropical Storm Elsa has moved over Florida's Straits early Tuesday after unleashing heavy rains on Cuba Monday. The storm was packing maximum sustained winds of 60 miles an hour. The U.S. military vacated Bagram Air Base on Friday after 20 years of fighting terrorists in the Afghan War. Afghan military officials reportedly said U.S. forces left in the dead of the night without notifying them. Afghan looters got there first and started stealing anything not nailed down. The base is now under Afghan government control. It was reported Monday Jennifer Dowker, a charter boat captain, recently discovered a 95-year-old bottle containing a note at the bottom of the Sheboygan River. The note, dated November 1926, read, "Will the person who finds this bottle return this paper to George Morrow, Sheboygan, Michigan?" George Morrow's daughter, Michelle, came forward and said that was so like her dad, who must have written it when he was 17 or 18. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Let's get an update on the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Dan Naraki reports.
During remarks at an Independence Day celebration, President Biden said that the coronavirus no longer controlled the lives of Americans. But some health experts say they're still worried about a combination of the more transmissible Delta variant of the virus and pockets of the country that have low vaccination rates. Dr. Peter Hotez is the Dean of Tropical Medicine at the Baylor College of Medicine and tells CNN that while progress is being made, there are still areas of the nation being hard hit by the virus.
Well, it's certainly true both for some segments of the country, maybe most segments of the country, but we now have these areas that have ongoing outbreaks and are extremely vulnerable, and they're areas where two things are going on. One, where vaccination rates are low, and the Delta variant occupies a significant percentage of the virus isolates. So, for instance, in Missouri, 53% of the virus isolates are the Delta variant. Low vaccination rates, guess what? People are now going into intensive care units in southern Missouri.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The mixed messaging from federal agencies informing Americans on pandemic protocols continues to confuse. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Tony Fauci said that fully vaccinated Americans should go the extra step and wear masks when traveling to parts of the country with low vaccination rates. Fauci's comments are at odds with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who said that fully vaccinated Americans are safe from the variants that are circulating in the United States. When it comes to wearing masks in states with low vaccination rates, Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News medical contributor, reminds everyone.
In Mississippi, there's been less than 200 new cases a day over the past week, with only 3 deaths over the entire week. In Wyoming, less than 80 new cases a day, with 1 death over the entire week. So if you're in Wyoming or Mississippi, which don't have the kind of vaccine compliance I want or Dr. Fauci wants, what's the chances that you're going to bang into this virus if you're fully vaccinated? Almost zero. So it sends the wrong message, and it gets in the way of a doctor like me trying to convince my patients to get the vaccine.
Extreme violence continues to grip Chicago, Illinois. 95 people were shot in Chicago during the long Independence Day weekend, including 2 police officers. In all, 16 died from their injuries. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.